Lecture 9, Color Vision and Pigments, Full Script Part 2. We are done asking how the receiver computes color. Now we ask how the sender makes a spectrum in the first place. Today's flow, we start with the cells that produce color, then the chemistry of chromophores, then the major pigment classes and their ecological costs, then one famous gene, MC1R, and then we end with a puzzle: why is blue so hard? In most animals, color is produced by specialized cells called chromatophores, literally color bearers. And in vertebrates, all chromatophore classes trace to the neural crest, the same embryonic lineage that gives you peripheral neurons, Schwann cells, jaw cartilage. Color in a zebra is not zebra pigment painted on. It is melanocytes in the right places, expressing the right genes, at the right developmental time. 6 cell types. 2 kinds of physics. 3 of them contain a colored molecule, a chromophore that selectively absorbs light. 2 of them contain no colored molecule at all, just nanostructures that produce color through interference or scattering. And the 6th is a rarity, the cyanophore, found basically only in mandarin fish. Remember this split. Pigments versus structure. It organizes the next 3 lectures. Same developmental origin. Same neural crest lineage. Completely different physics inside the cell. Today we stay on the pigment side. Thursday we come back for the structural side. Quick conceptual aside. A pigment selectively absorbs. A molecule that absorbs nothing is not a pigment. So what is white in biology? 3 answers: scattering crystals, leucopterin in cabbage white butterfly wings. Absence of pigment, the white stripes on a zebra, vitiligo, albinism. Or scattering keratin, polar bear fur, white feathers. White is almost never a molecule absorbing the complement of white. That's not a thing. Now, why is your cat always black, brown, or orange? Why never teal, never silver, never iridescent blue? Because mammals pass through the nocturnal bottleneck. The same 200 to 100 million year period that cost us 2 of our 4 ancestral opsins also pruned our chromatophore repertoire down to 1 cell type, the melanocyte. Fish have 5 or 6 chromatophore types. Amphibians have 3. Mammals have 1. Plus fur would hide any crystal-based structural color even if the cells had survived. The same historical contingency shaped what mammals can see and what mammals can look like. Both pass through the same bottleneck. Here's the molecular logic. A pigment is a molecule with a conjugated pi bond system, alternating single and double bonds that let electrons delocalize. When a photon hits with exactly the right energy, it excites those electrons. The wavelength it absorbs depends on the conjugation length. Short conjugation absorbs UV, molecule looks colorless. Medium conjugation absorbs blue, molecule looks yellow or orange. Long conjugation absorbs broadly, molecule looks brown or black. Key rule: longer conjugation, lower energy, longer wavelength absorbed, redder color. Beta carotene, 11 conjugated double bonds. Absorbs blue-green. Looks orange. Chlorophyll, 18 plus conjugated atoms in a porphyrin ring. Absorbs red and blue. Looks green. Melanin, irregular extended polymer. Absorbs everything. Looks black. Look at these 3 animals. A Garibaldi, a yellow tang, a cardinal. Do these feel like 3 different color systems? Or one family spread across a spectrum? One family. Carotenoids. Same chemical backbone, AC40 terpenoid. What changes is the chromophore chemistry, oxidation state, keto groups, effective conjugation length. Small tweaks slide the same molecule along the yellow-orange-red axis. And all 3 are dietary. The animal eats the precursor and may modify it. But it cannot build the backbone from scratch. Xanthophylls in the yellow tang, absorb violet, reflect yellow. Carotenes in the Garibaldi, absorb blue, reflect orange. Ketocarotenoids in the cardinal, the bird adds keto groups to shift the absorption edge further into the green, producing red. Here's the map for the pigment half of lecture. Cardinal, carotenoids, dietary. Crow, melanins, synthesized. Cabbage white, terrans, synthesized. Turaco, porphyrins, co-opted metabolic rings. The key ecological distinction: dietary pigments can become honest signals. Synthesized pigments are constrained more by genes and development. turn to your neighbor. You're an animal evolving a red display patch. You can eat carotenoids, synthesize melanins, or build a nanostructure. Which option is most likely to become an honest signal? What does the color reveal about the animal? Follow the molecule, not the animal. Plants and algae synthesize carotenoids. Herbivores absorb them. Predators concentrate them. Vertebrates can modify carotenoids but cannot build the C40 backbone from scratch. That's why carotenoid coloration carries ecological information. It records what the animal could find, absorb, process, and spare. House finch. Hill 1990. Females prefer brighter males. Diet restriction during molt makes males duller. The mechanism, carotenoids serve double duty as antioxidants. Under stress, carotenoids get diverted to immune defense. Fewer left for feathers. So a bright red male is advertising something real, surplus. A sick bird literally cannot afford to be red. Honest signal equals, the pigment has another job. You can't fake surplus of something you actually need. Same tyrosine pathway, three wildly different phenotypes. Crow, dense eumelanin, absorbs broadly, black. Fox, pheomelanin, preferentially absorbs short wavelengths, orange rust. Zebra, same pathway, but the pattern is developmental, melanocytes active in the dark stripes, reduced in the white. Look at the fox. Dark legs, eumelanin. Orange body, pheomelanin. Same animal, same tyrosine pathway, different MC1R and ASAP balance in different body regions. The fox is a living diagram of the eumelanin-pheomelanin switch. Now the payoff. Hoekstra and colleagues, 2006, Science. Oldfield mice, Paramiscus polionotus, on Florida's white sand beaches are dramatically paler than mainland mice. A single amino acid change in MC1R contributes to a shift in the eumelanin-pheomelanin balance. Look at this figure. Beach parent, mainland parent, F1 hybrid, F2 progeny. The pale phenotype segregates. This is not a paint bucket trait, it's a quantitative distribution, but the parental phenotypes reappear in the F2, meaning a small number of large effect loci are doing a lot of the work. Dark mice on white sand? More visible to predators. Pale mice on white sand? Camouflaged. Genotype to molecular mechanism to phenotype to fitness, the whole chain, in one wild population. And it's not just mice. White sands, New Mexico. Three lizard species independently evolved blanched phenotypes on gypsum dunes. All three have MC1R amino acid changes, but different mutations, affecting the receptor in different ways. Same gene, same ecological problem, different molecular solutions. Convergence at the gene level without being identical at the nucleotide level. The mechanism is elegant. One receptor. Two ligands. Alpha MSH activates MC1R, stimulates eumelanin, dark. ACIP blocks MC1R, defaults to pheomelanin, light. The ratio between them produces the entire melanin color range from jet black to pale cream. In the beach mouse, a mutation reduces MC1R signaling. Less eumelanin. Paler coat. In a melanistic jaguar, a different mutation locks MC1R on. Constitutive eumelanin. All black. Same switch. Opposite mutations. Opposite phenotypes. Yellow lab, MC1R loss of function, defaults to pheomelanin, yellow coat. Melanistic jaguar, MC1R gain of function, locked on eumelanin, black coat. Beach mouse, MC1R reduced signaling, less eumelanin, pale. Also documented in woolly mammoths from ancient DNA, rock pocket mice, black bears, black sheep, black deer, domestic chickens, pigs, horses, cattle. Same molecular switch. Dozens of independent origins. When selection favors a color change, MC1R is evolution's path of least resistance.